Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. So this podcast is all about inspiring you, motivating you, pushing you on to achieve more in your life, whether that's in business, property, your health and fitness, your personal life, every part of your life. This podcast hopefully will help you achieve more, do more, and get to where you want to be. So just before the episode starts, I have just launched a new website called terryblackburnproperty.com. On there, I've got all of the services that I offer. So one-to-one coaching in business, property, time management, goal setting, sales, persuasion, loads of different things on there. I've got some online courses, some one-to-one coaching courses as well. So please have a look on there. Really appreciate your support. And if you want to get involved, you want some more specific help from me, you want some more one-to-one coaching and assistance from me to help you to get to where you want to be, it's all on there. Also got a couple of books on Amazon and Audible, The Be A Lion, which has won multiple awards worldwide now, and The Power of P's is the new one, all about the different P words: profit, power, perspective, purpose, etc. I hope you'll really enjoy. One last thing from me, if you enjoy these podcasts and you benefit from them, you learn from them, all I ask is that you share it with your friends and family or someone who you think the episode is relevant to. And you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would massively help. The more shares we get, the bigger guests I can get on the podcast, the more people we can help and the more I can grow the show. So thank you so much. Get in touch if you like what you're listening to. And don't just take notes, take action. Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. So this is a concept that I've taught to and talked about a few times in my training sessions with my staff, with the guys that I mentor and the girls that I mentor, and we talked about it on the mastermind that I'm running as well. And that is a concept called the Argos Catalogue. So it depends on how old you are, you might remember this, you might not. If you're young or younger than me, you might not remember it. But when I was a kid, I'm 35 now, when I was a kid, we used to have an Argos catalogue, right? And there was a Little Woods catalogue as well. And at Christmas, what we used to do is we used to open up this Argos catalogue and I used to circle the toys that I wanted for Christmas. And I used to give this to my mum and say, will you ask Santa for these toys? Or Batman, Spider-Man, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all that stuff, right? And I used to circle them all, and I used to give it to them, and some I got, some I didn't, of course. So, there is an Argos catalogue of life, and there is an analogy here that I think's going to hit home with a lot of you, okay? So just like when you were a kid, and you believed in Santa, and you believed in all of these different things, you believed that if you circled those toys, and you gave them to your mum, and you made a list for Santa, and you sent them off, that you would get them, right? You believed that that was true. So, we all have an Argos catalogue, right? But this Argos catalogue is a catalogue of life. And within this catalogue, there's everything that you've ever wanted and everything that you actually could have, okay? Stay with us. So, the catalogue of life, you can open this book up today and you can open this book up and you can think, right, what type of body do I want? What type of, you know, do you want a six pack? Do you want a waist size of this? Do you want these type of arms? Do you want these type of legs? Do you want this type of chest? Do you want this type of, do you want to be this dress size, this shirt size, whatever? You can decide. Do you want to be tanned? Do you not want to be tanned? Do you want to be ripped? Do you not want to be ripped? Do you want to be strong? Do you want to be, you know, what type of body do you want, right? Because you do have a choice of what type of body you want, regardless what you might think, all that stuff about being big boned and genetics and all this carry on, of course it plays a part, but you still have a choice. There's people much more overweight than every single person listening to this who've done a transformation and have got into an amazing physical condition. So if they can do it, you can do it too. Now, you can, going back to the catalogue, you can decide what type of body that you want. Just like you can decide what type of partner that you want. So in this catalogue, there's a section on relationships. And you can decide what type of partner that you want because you have a choice. You're not stuck. Do you want a partner that looks a certain way, has a certain personality type, that has a certain background, a certain value? Values are massively important in your partner, by the way. I've learned that. Values are everything in your partner. you've got to be have the same values, family, money, relate, all of that. You've got to be on the same, to be success, have a successful relationship, in my opinion, you've got to be on the same wavelength in terms of values. What type of values do you want your partner to have? Circle that. What type of house do you want to live in with your partner? Because you have a choice on that, right? You have a choice on that too. It doesn't mean you can get the mansion tomorrow, but you have a choice whether you save up and you make waves and you make a plan and you set the goal on the type of house that you want. That's another thing you can circle in the catalogue. What type of car do you want to drive? Circle that. Do you want a Mercedes? Do you want a BMW? Do you want a Bugatti? Do you want a Ferrari? Do you just want a Ford? I don't know. Whatever you want, right? But in this catalogue of life, there's everything everybody could have. Every single thing. And you need to start thinking about this catalogue and thinking about, right, if I can open up this catalogue and I can literally circle every single thing I want and have my dream life, my dream lifestyle, what does that look like? What does my body look like? What's my own personality? What's my skill set? What type of partner do I have? What house do I live in? What car do I drive? What does my income look like? What type of business am I involved in? How do I spend my time? What hobbies do I have? What time do I start work? What clothes do I wear? What do I do on a day-to-day basis? Because all of this is optional. All of this, you have a choice. But for some reason or another, people don't think they have a choice on these things. They just accept the cards that they're given. They just accept and think, that is my destiny. I'm destined to work 9 to 5 forever. I can't change it. It's not up to me. It's not my fault. It's someone else's. Blah. It's bollocks, right? It's absolute bollocks. You can open up this catalogue right now and you can decide, right, that's the type of body I'm going to have, right? And then what you do after that is once you've circled it and you've said, that's the type of body I want, you build a plan. Diet, water intake, how many gym sessions you're doing, what you're doing at the gym, get a personal trainer, consistency. And it might, yes, the time frame is different for everybody. You might be able to get that dream body in 6 months. It might take you 6 years. But you can get it if you keep going. If you've said you want that mansion, you want that 6-bed, 7-bed mansion with a home gym, a home cinema, huge kitchen with a big island, kitchen, diner, all of that, right? You can have that. You can definitely have that. Right? Because the people sitting in mansions right now, at some point, they weren't born, well, some of them were born in a mansion, but not all of them were. Some of them were skint. And they've done certain things to get the mansion. So if you're skint, or your relatively or average wealth currently, you can get there. The only thing that's different is the timeline. But just like you were a kid when you had no self-doubt and you opened up the catalogue and you circled everything that you wanted, yes, you didn't always get everything, and that's the same as life. But some of the things you did get, some of the things you thought, there was that toy that you really, really wanted, like the Batman figure or something, I don't know, right? The Action Man figure or whatever, right? That you really, really wanted it, the Ski Electrics, that was the thing I really wanted. You really, really wanted it, and you thought about it, and you thought about it, and you really, really wanted it, right? And eventually you got it. Your goals and your dreams are the same, but you've got to start with deciding what you want, opening up the catalogue and saying, right, this is what I want. That is what I want. This body, this car, this partner, this income, this type of business, this hobby. You've got the choice. Stop limiting yourself and stop doubting your own ability and doubting what you can do in this life, because we only get one shot. And if you get to the end of your life and you're on your deathbed and you start to reflect on your own life and you think, you know what, I haven't done half the things I wanted to do. I haven't got half the things that I wanted. I haven't even tried, right? What you're going to feel like, you're probably going to be a little bit pissed off, a little bit annoyed, a little bit frustrated, but it's too late then. Too bloody late. I do not want to get to that stage of my life and think, you know what? I wish I'd done that. I wish I tried for that. I really wanted that car, but I never got one. I really wanted to live in that area, but I never got one. I really wanted the holiday home, but I never bloody got one. Ah, what a shame. Right? What a shit existence that is. If you really want something, but you bottle it, what's the point? Get that catalogue out right now. Right, as soon as you've listened to this podcast, make a list of your dream life. everything that you've wanted, everything you could, if money was no object, there was no restrictions, write the list. And then once you wrote that list and you look at it and you think, right, what do I really want out of that list? Because there'll be some things you're just writing stuff down that you don't really want. You decide on that list, what do you actually really want? And then all you simply do is you make a plan, set the goal, set the deadline, and work out, right, how do I actually get that dream body? How do I actually get it right? Research it, get a personal trainer, get to work. If you want to make 100 grand a year, right, if you're only making 30 now, you think, right, well, how do I actually do that? Right, well, I might need to set up a business, I might need a side hustle, I might need a mentor, I might need to do some courses, I might need to learn a new skill, I might need to, you know, get in a sales position where I can make commission, I might need to do something different, I might need to buy a property. Whatever the ways that you're going to make that money are, you build a plan and you start to get to work, right? Because you don't want to fast forward 20, 30, 40, 50 years and you get on that position where you just have done nothing that you wanted and you wasted your life almost by underachieving in every aspect. That ain't no good. That ain't a very good existence. So for me, I would start writing a list today, build a plan today. And if you're really, really struggling to build a plan, if you've got a big chunky goal that you really, really want or something that you really, really want, you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to build a plan, you need to learn a new skill. You need a mentor. You need to do a course. You need to read books. You need to listen to podcasts. Podcasts and books are free. Courses and mentors aren't. There's no excuses. If you've got no money, you can be listening to this podcast and you can be listening to other podcasts and listening to audiobooks and reading books. Then when you've got enough money, you can get a mentor. You can do a course, right? To learn the new skill. Then after that, all you've simply got to do is take the action, right? But think about that analogy. Think about the Argos catalogue. You can circle every single thing that you want in this life. Every single thing. Some things you won't get. Some you will. Most you will if you really put attention on it and really focus and really work hard and set the goal and get a mentor, get a plan, get a trainer, get a whatever that you need. Work out what you need to get there and get to work. It's as simple as that, guys. So hope I've inspired you. Hope I've given you a little bit of a boost of energy this morning. So don't just take notes, take action and complete that dream exercise, dream life exercise. ASAP. Don't wait until tomorrow. Do it today. Regardless of what time you're listening to this, do it today. It'll take you 10 minutes. Do it today and start to build that dream life. Then get to work. Have a good one. If you like this episode, please share it and share it with somebody else who you think might benefit from what I've talked about. Have a good day, guys. Take care.